The Chinese environment is complex. Its diverse geography includes the world's largest and highest plateau, some of the world's highest mountains, two of the world's longest rivers, many lakes, a long coastline, and large continental shelf. Its diverse habitats range from glaciers and deserts to tropical rainforests. Within those ecosystems lie areas fragile for different reasons. For example, northern China has highly variable rainfall, plus simultaneous occurrences of winds and droughts that make its high-altitude grasslands susceptible to dust storms and soil erosion, while southern China has heavy rainstorms that cause erosion on slopes. As for China's population, the two best-known facts about it are that it is the world's largest and that the Chinese government, uniquely in the modern world, instituted mandatory fertility control that dramatically decreased the population growth rate to 1.3% per year by the year 2001. Less well-known, but with significant consequences for China's human impacts, is that the number of China's households has nevertheless been growing at 3.5% per year over the last 15 years, more than double the growth rate of its population. That's because household size decreased from 4.5 people per house in 1985 to 3.5 in 2000 and is projected to decrease further to 2.7 by the year 2015. At the same time, per capita floor area per house increased by nearly threefold. The net result is that China's human impact is increasing despite its low population growth rate. The remaining feature of China's population trends worth stressing is rapid urbanization. From 1953 to 2001, while China's total population doubled, the percentage of its population that is urban tripled, from 13 to 38%. With increasing affluence, demand for beef, lamb, and chicken products has increased rapidly, to the point where per capita egg consumption now equals that of the first world. Per capita consumption of meat, eggs, and milk increased fourfold between 1978 and 2001. That means much more agricultural waste, because it takes 10 or 20 pounds of plants to produce 1 pound of meat. The annual output of animal droppings on land is already three times the output of industrial solid wastes. China's transportation network and vehicle fleet have grown explosively. In 1994, China decided to make car production one of its four so-called pillar industries, with the goal of increasing production by a factor of four by the year 2010. That would make China the world's third-largest vehicle manufacturing country, after the U.S. and Japan. Behind the impressive statistics on the scale and growth of China's economy lurks the fact that much of it is based on outdated, inefficient, or polluting technology. China's energy efficiency in industrial production is only half that of the first world. Its paper production consumes more than twice as much water as in the first world, and its irrigation relies on inefficient surface methods. Three-quarters of China's energy consumption depends on coal, the main cause of its air pollution and acid rain, and a significant cause of inefficiency. China's environmental problems can be summarized under six main headings: air, water, soil, habitat destruction, biodiversity losses, and megaprojects. To begin with China's most notorious pollution problem, its air quality is dreadful, symbolized by now familiar photographs of people having to wear face masks on the streets of many Chinese cities. Air pollution in some major cities is the worst in the world, with pollutant levels several times higher than considered safe. Acid rain has spread over much of the country and is now experienced in one quarter of Chinese cities for more than half of the rainy days each year. Similarly, water quality in most Chinese rivers and groundwater sources is poor and declining due to industrial and municipal wastewater discharges and runoffs of fertilizers, pesticides, and manure. The famous Guanteng Reservoir in Beijing was declared unsuitable for drinking in 1997. Only 20% of domestic wastewater is treated, as compared to 80% in the first world. Those water problems are exacerbated by shortages and waste. By world standards, China is poor in fresh water, with a quantity per person only one quarter of the world average value. That underlying water shortage, plus wasteful use, causes over 100 cities to suffer from severe water shortages and occasionally even halts industrial production. Of the water required for cities and for irrigation, two-thirds depends on groundwater pumped from wells tapping aquifers. However, those aquifers are becoming depleted, permitting seawater to enter them in most coastal areas, and causing land to sink under some cities as the aquifers are becoming emptied. China also already has the world's worst problem of cessation of river flows, and that problem is becoming much worse because water continues to be drawn from rivers for use. China is one of the countries most severely damaged by erosion, now affecting 19% of its land area and resulting in soil loss at 5 billion tons per year. Soil quality and fertility, as well as soil quantity, have declined, partly because of long-term fertilizer use, plus pesticide-related drastic declines in soil-renewing earthworms. Desertification, due to overgrazing and land reclamation for agriculture, has affected more than one quarter of China. These soil problems have joined urbanization and land appropriation for mining, forestry, and aquaculture in reducing China's area of cropland. That poses a big problem for China's food security, because at the same time as its cropland has been declining, its population and per capita food consumption have been increasing. Cropland per person is now only 1 hectare, nearly as low as the value for northwest Rwanda. In addition, because China recycles very little trash, huge quantities of industrial and domestic trash are dumped into open fields, polluting soil and taking over or damaging cropland. More than two-thirds of China's cities are now surrounded by trash, whose composition has changed dramatically from vegetable leftovers, dust, and coal residues to plastics, glass, metal, and wrapping paper.